The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On Wednesday, the Terrace Chamber of Commerce held the All Candidates Meet and Greet at Terrace's Branch 13 Legion. All 15 candidates were in attendance to answer the public's questions and mingle with their community. In addition to the candidates in this edition, you can hear part one of CFNR's Terrace City Council candidate coverage on canada-info.ca. Keenan Stella is a lifelong Terrace resident who wants to work with federal and provincial organizations to address the underlying causes of homelessness and addiction, and to work to incentivize industries to serve the community in an effort towards self-sustainability.
My name's Keenan Stella. I'm running for City Council. My main platform is housing. The biggest problem Terrace is facing today is a housing crisis. People can't afford to live here. Elderly people can't afford to move into, like, you know, retirement homes. Young people can't afford to move out from their parents. It affects everybody, and I think it's done a lot to hurt the rest of the economy of this town.
Marianne Freeman has 20 years of experience working with various nonprofit organizations in Terrace and wants to work to make Terrace a safe community again.
I'm very concerned about what's going on in our city, that after raising my two daughters here and now with my grandchildren being raised here, that how much our city has deteriorated. And so I'm concerned for the safety of our and well-being of our children and our seniors. And concerned that we don't have enough doctors in our city. You know, what can we do to entice doctors here and keep doctors here? And it's not fair for the business owners and homeowners continue to foot the bill of product being stolen. And what can we do to right the situation? So I'm a dog with a bone to go after and find those hard solutions to make our city safe and enticing and welcoming place for people to live and raise their families and care for our seniors.
Peter Maloney is a business owner who has lived in Terrace since 2014. He says he wants to maintain transparency throughout his campaign as well as if he becomes a councillor.
I just felt compelled to kind of step in and help Terrace. You know, the problem with homelessness in our town. I don't pretend to have all the answers. I got a lot of good ideas on it. There's other places that have come up with solutions and fixed it. I would want to find out exactly what they've done that worked, what didn't work, instead of reinventing the wheel, and try to implement that in town. Work hard to have Terrace and the city as allies instead of adversaries. I just want a city council will say, how can we help you achieve what works for Terrace? See, there should be a cost-benefit analysis on everything that has brought forth, right? What's the benefit? What's the downside? That's how I always done things in my life. I just look at the good, look at the bad, make decisions accordingly.
Chris Apps has also lived in Terrace since 2014 and has learned about public policy, Indigenous governance, and environmental stewardship.
Well, I guess my platform is more about priorities than promises. I have four key priorities. One of them is creating more opportunities for seniors housing. Another is focusing and continuing the city's work on sidewalks and bike lanes. I would like to be more instrumental in assisting this council on lobbying the province and industrial proponents in the region to create benefits for the community. And I'd like to see more climate considerations injected into everyday decision making at City Council.
Sarah Zimmerman is a business owner who has lived in Terrace for 22 years and has volunteered in the community and wants to work to make the city welcoming to newcomers.
I think first and foremost, being on City Council, I'll need to be an advocate for a provincial approach that's going to address the opioid crisis, our need for detox and rehabilitation, and a lot of the social issues that we're seeing in Terrace, including the need for more housing. I also think that Terrace really needs to do an audit of the activities that they've undertaken that meet the calls to action from the TRC. So for me, if I get on City Council, a really important initiative would be to make sure that we have an action plan that we can do with engagement with Kitsum Kalem and Kitsilis that kind of sets a framework for how we're going to have a commitment to reconciliation and use the TRC and UNDRIP as guideposts for that process. So those are the most important things to me as we move into the election.
Inder Dhillon is also a business owner who moved here in 2010, and he says he wants to now give back to the community. He says this about his platform.
Hi there, my name is Inder Dhillon, and I am the one of the candidate who is running for councillor. So I moved here in 2010, so I start my career as a businessman over here. When I came here in 2010, I was like completely empty-handed at that time. With the help of my friends and family, I just bought my first business. After that, jumped to the second business, second to third. So whatever I just make from terrace. After 13 years, I realize now it's my duty to pay back to society. So that's why I'm just running for the councillor. So my main agenda is to deal with the drug overdose issue, that homeless issues going on, lots of like daycare facilities in the town because 3-year waiting, 4-year waiting is going on, to work on the downtown appeal, to work on efficient snow removal, and to bring like more tourism over here.
Martin Holzbauer has lived in the Greater Terrace area since 1990 and is also currently running to be Area C's representative for the regional district of Kitimat-Stikeen.
The most important part of my platform is really simple. I do not promise anything to people. The only thing I can promise and keep is that I will put in the time and the effort needed for the job. And other than that, is a lot of the problems, they have to be a combination of different entities, you know, not just local government, but federal and provincial government working together. And unfortunately, sometimes that combination of properly working together doesn't happen as often as it should.
Melissa Lin works with the Northwest Internation Family and Community Services Society, and she wants to address the need for an Indigenous-focused treatment center in the Northwest.
Hi, my name is Melissa Lin. I am running for Terrace City Council. The main points that I'm focusing on is housing for our seniors so they don't have to reside elsewhere, as there's currently anywhere between a 5 and a 12-year wait to get into the senior cooperative housing. A tiny home village would be beneficial to this, not only for seniors but for new employees coming into Terrace, as there is no housing available to them. We've got this beautiful new hospital, but we're not going to be able to staff it because nobody's going to have a residence to live here. We also need to focus on rezoning for laneway or carriage homes to ensure that people can stay within the city of Terrace. Working more collaboratively with our criminal justice system for a more restorative justice approach, such as a community court, having a safe injection site, and then working with the RCMP with a social worker or a mental health clinician to help support the marginalized population, because most of the time, somebody just needs somebody to talk to.
Danny Nunes was contacted but was unable to participate. More than 200 residents cast advance voting ballots on October 5th and 12th. General voting day happens this Saturday, October 15th, at Cassie Hall Elementary and the Terrace Sportsplex. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.